The mandate dictates that by the end of 2012, 0.07% of electricity needs to come from pig poop. No other state in the country converts swine waste into electricity. It's unusual, to say the least. I was wondering where this mandate came from, so I turned to Mike Williams. He's an agriculture professor at NC State and a guru on swine waste issues. He says this poop provision could be a blessing for the pork industry. Now, let's rewind a bit. In 1997, the state issued a moratorium on constructing new open-air lagoons. Traditionally, hog farmers stored pig poop in these lagoons, and this law gives them an alternative.
We will be generating green energy as well as addressing the environmental concerns, and then that should enhance the sustainability of these industries, which their economic importance is not debatable. They're very important to the state of North Carolina.
So that's the thinking behind why North Carolina is the only state with a pig poop electricity requirement. The problem, though, is when you're a pioneering entrepreneur, like North Carolina in this case, you're going to face hurdles. The power companies have had a hunch they wouldn't meet this mandate, basically, since it was enacted. And earlier this month, they officially filed paperwork with the Utilities Commission asking for a waiver.
Every step we make virtually is a brand new step.
That's Scott Sutton. He's a spokesman for Progress Energy.
It's new ground. The hog farmers haven't been there, the developers haven't been there, and the utilities haven't been there. And so there's no real model that we can look to know exactly the path forward.
Sutton is exaggerating a tad. There's at least one fully functional prototype in Yadkinville, west of Winston-Salem. But his point remains, not a lot of folks work in the swine waste to energy business.
All of the utilities in the state could only come up with 7 projects. So I think that goes to show just how small the pool of people is that are working on this issue.
Sutton mentioned 7 projects. 4 of those were canceled. And that's where things get muddy. The utilities say it was a matter of missing deadlines and immature technology. Developers strongly disagree. Most of them can't talk on the record because they've signed non-disclosure agreements. But broadly, they think the utilities' complaints are hogwash. Lloyd Lippman is one willing to speak up. He's the managing director of Carolina Alternative Energy. He says he had a contract with the utilities until about 5 weeks ago when they terminated it.
I feel that a lot of time was wasted. And from their standpoint, what's the time? From our standpoint as a developer, it's not just time, but it's money. And this could have been established right up front, the attitude.
Lippman says the utilities came to the negotiating table skeptical about the technology. But developers, like Lippman, say the technology exists and they know it works. They point to Lloyd Ray Farms in Yadkinville, a facility with nearly 9,000 pigs and 3 benefactors, Duke Energy, Duke University, and Google. Marvin Cavanaugh is with the engineering firm that designed the project. He says it's fairly simple. Pigs don't need to fly, they just need to poop. The farmer flushes roughly 2 hog houses a day, and all that manure falls into a covered anaerobic digester, where tiny microbes break it down.
The bacteria is working, and we like to call them the bugs. The bugs are in there working, and they have a better environment if you stir it. So we have 2 big pumps that are always stirring.
Those bugs produce methane gas, and that methane is burned in a microturbine to generate electricity.
The microturbine is where the electricity is made. It's just like a big turbojet. Right now it's producing... We're producing about 51.1 kilowatts right now. The pressure's down, so we're a little...
This project costs $1.2 million, and that doesn't include annual maintenance expenses. Duke Energy estimates it would need some 260 farms like this one to meet the mandate. So do the math with all those digits. That's pricey electricity.
It's definitely more than coal.
That's Tanya Voich with Duke University. She helps run the facility.
There is a premium for swine waste-derived electricity, for sure. I think the cost is going to come down over time the more these systems are put on the ground. The first project certainly was an expensive project, and this is expensive electricity.
Nearly everyone agrees the hang-up is the price tag. Duke Energy and Progress Energy estimate that swine waste is up to 5 times more expensive than other forms of renewable energy. As power companies, their job is to purchase cheap energy for their customers. And buying swine electricity doesn't mesh with that objective. That's why they filed a waiver for this year, and they say it's doubtful they'll meet the requirement next year either. But the problem is that if no one is willing to take the risk and pour money into these early pilot projects, some fear the mandate may eventually just be eliminated. Asma Khalid, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.